friends, the shir should be a special schus for Rav Rabbi Shlita, for Rav Yitzchak Ben Bracha, for Yitzchak Baruch Ben Rus, for Menachem Elchanan Ben Brindel Fushleima. We're going to be learning the Inyan of Ein Somchan Al HaNes based on the Mishnas Chaim of Hagon HaGadol Me'od, Rabbi Chaim Meir Halevi Steinberg of Bnei Brak Shlita, Simon Lamed Hey, and Sefer Mishnas Chaim and Dvarim. It says in Parashas Veschanan, Lo Sinasu Es Hashem Lekeichem, one is not allowed to test God. Asher Nisisem B'Masas, you tested him in Masa. Explains the Ramban, Kasher Nisisem B'Masas Shlo Tomer, Im Yesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu, Lasus Lanu Nisim, Moshe Natzlich, B'Yosenu Ovdim Lefanov, You shouldn't say that if God is among us, let him do miracles, or that we'll be successful when we serve him and everything will be great. We'll have bread, everything will be great because we're good boys. So it must be we're good boys and girls, everything's going to be good for us. No, you're not allowed to test God. Keep the Torah and say, alright God, now you got to do whatever to make our lives great. Their sin was in Masa that they said, if God's going to give us water, we're going to follow him into the desert, and if God doesn't give us water, then we're not, then there's a great sin. You're not allowed to test God. So is he going to do what he said, and then we'll follow him? If not, not. And therefore it's Asr Ladaros to test the Torah, to test the Nevi'im, because it's not right to serve Hashem al derech hasafek, or asking for some sort of miracle, because God doesn't want to do Nisim at all times, and it's not right to serve God in order to receive reward. So we keep the Torah of Pashtus, and whatever Hashem does, he does, but we don't say, oh, when is everything finally going to be great? We're being good. It says in Yumi Yerchesem at Aleph that 7 days they would prevent the Kohen from eating and drinking certain foods. The Yerushalmi says, Lo Yiminichem Oso, Perkalef Alech Adalet, Lo Lecha, Lo Chola, Lo Beitim, Lo Gvina, milk, eggs, cheese, because that's Margila Ziva, that makes him become Tame with Ziva. Veloman Anisim Shayinasim Besam Mikdashem. Ah, what about the Nes that he'll remain pure? Rabbi Yabin Al Shem Losinasun. The Pasuk says that you're not allowed to test God. So therefore, you're not allowed to eat these foods and then test God and see if the miracle's going to happen. Rabbi Yosef Barbun Kambirishan Kambisheni. This is Mikdash Rishan. Where there were Nisim, this is Mikdashani. When there weren't Nisim, Mikdash Rishan. You didn't have to worry about it. There was Nisim. Mikdashen, you have to worry about it. You have to make sure he doesn't eat those foods. Because there weren't Nisim. It's brought in the Maharsha. And the Chedush HaGadus in Yuma. So we see from the Yerushalmi that there's a Mandiyomer that you're not allowed to be Samech al HaNes Mishum Lo Sinasu. Lo Sinasu means don't expect miracles. Don't expect everything to be great if we keep the Torah. We said, "In roi la'avad Hashem al derech hasafek al shelos moifes v'nisayon." You're not allowed to wait for miracles, and that's what we see here in the Yerushalmi. You're not allowed to wait for miracles. You're not allowed to test God and see if they're going to be miracles. Psachim samach dalad amid beis kavei korban pesach that was shechted with 3 groups. We see in the Mishnah that the first group comes in, and the azara was filled, and they locked the doors of the azara. The Gemara says that there's a machlokas about this. Abaye says that it says not they locked it. Ninalu is locked automatically, by itself, miraculously. Rava says, no, they locked it. What's the difference? The Gemara says, the difference is that you're Samech al HaNes. Abaye says that you're bringing as many people as you can, and they're Samech al HaNes, that it's going to lock itself. Rava says, no, you're not Samech al HaNes. You do the locking, L'chaira. They're arguing. These are Amoraim in the Machlokas of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, are we Samech al HaNes or not? According to the first opinion of the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Avin, no. Yossi Barbun says, yeah, in certain cases we are. Bais Rishon we can be, not a Bais Sheni. So you see here also, there's a machlokas amoraim, are we somech al hanes or not? The Rambam, Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perak Aleph, Lachir Aleph, paskens like Rava that we lack the Azara, because you're not somech al hanes. Lachora, that's included in Los Anasu, look there, in the Tzlach. Tain is chof amit beis. Rav Yanai said that a person's not allowed to stand in Mokum Sakon and say that a miracle is going to happen to me, because maybe a miracle won't happen. Vim timsi lomar, that a miracle will happen, then menakin lo mischuyos. If a miracle happens, he's going to lose out on his schuyos. What's interesting is that the Gemara does not tell us here this pasuk of Lo Sanasin. There's no time why you're not allowed to stand by Makom Sakana and say that a miracle is going to happen to me. Why not? It also isn't mentioned in the Rambam that you're not allowed to be Somech al Anes from this pasuk of Lo Sanasin. Sof Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Yud, Halacha Hey, Navi Shenoda Nivuaso, etc. Aser Lanasoiso Yosem Midai. You now that I test the Navi too much, and you now that I test God. The Rambam doesn't say you now that I be Somech al Hanes. He just says you now that I test God. The Mabit in the Kiryas Sefer writes, is Hiranu Shalol Lenaso Sebuchal Zesh Ain Somchan Al Anes. We're not allowed to test God, which includes that you're not relying on a miracle. And that's why that Kohen Gadol, they'd prepare another woman for him, even though Maisa Nisim were in the Beis HaMikdash, and we assume that he's going to remain holy. Nevertheless, they prepared another woman because they were in Somech Al Anes. We have to understand what it says in Tainus Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, Kavenochem Ishgamzu, the house was about to fall on him, and he said, take out the Kalim, and then me. Why? Because he was batuach that in the meantime the house wouldn't fall before they take out the kelim. He was batuach b'neis. Aye, how can you be so sure there's a neis? Isn't that included in Los Anasu, expecting a miracle? So it would appear, based on the Gemara in Tainis, Tesam et Aleph Amr B'Yochan, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Aser, to Aser, Aser, B'Shvil, Tesis Shasher, they take mice and really become rich. Frek the Gemara is in Mutter to test the Kodesh Baruch, why it says Los Anasu, in Allah to test. And the Gemara says, except for this, Meiser, you're allowed to. As it says in the Pasuk, Aviyu is called a Meiser, B'chanuni Nabizos. When it comes to Meiser, you're allowed to test Hashem that you're going to become rich. So, later on, I hope in a future Shir, we're going to see, as in this Sefer, it's in Siman Lamed Vav, that the Isser of testing Hashem is B'mitzvah Shematan Schar and Kosov B'tzidah. The Matan Schar is written by the mitzvah, and he's waiting for the Schar. Oh, when's it going to happen? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or B'chol mitzvahs, when a person thinks there's Schar in Olam Hazeh, B'chol mitzvahs. And he says, when is it? When is it already going to happen? We're supposed to get Schar in this world. So it emerges according to this, that also what it says in the Yerushalmi, that you're now to be Somech al Hanes from the Pasuk of Los Anasun, is only in an instance where there's a tzad that there's going to be this neis, and then it's shayach to have this. If there's no miracle, then you're testing Hashem. You're saying, Hashem, you didn't do what you're supposed to do. And that's like what it says in the Yerushalmi. It's talking about that one of the ten neis in the Beis HaMikdash is the Kohen Gadol never saw carry. So Mimela, by this miracle, we don't test Hashem. We don't test Hashem where there's a tzad that there's going to be this miracle. So this is, we know that there was a miracle that a Kohen Gadol didn't see carry. Then why? We know a Kohen Gadol didn't see carry. So why did we prevent him from eating these foods that might cause carry? The answer is because we are not somech al hanes. The nes might very well happen that he won't see carry, but we're not somech, and therefore we don't give him these foods that might cause it. But if a person is standing by Makom Sakana, who says that there's going to be a nais at all? And since this is the case, even if there's no nais, it's not an isaya, and therefore there's no iser of testing Hashem. So when Nachum Ishgamzu is standing on the house, and the house might fall on him, and he's somech al hanes, that's not considered testing Hashem. Because what's the tzad that there's going to be a nais? In other words, you were never promised there was going to be a nais. So therefore, that's not considered testing Hashem. Testing Hashem is only when there's some sort of promise, when there's some sort of reason to believe that it's going to be a miracle, then you're not allowed to wait and expect a miracle. But If there's no tzaddik, there's going to be a miracle. You have no promise, you have no basis, then it's not considered testing Hashem. And also, there's no iser of standing b'makom sakana and say God's going to do a miracle for me mitzad lo sanasu. You shouldn't do it because it might fall and the person might get hurt. But there's no iser mitzad lo sanasu. Why? Because there's no tzad. How do you know if when you're standing b'makom sakana, what's the tzad? There's going to be a miracle. It's not like you were promised a miracle and you're waiting for it. And therefore, the Gemara in Tainis Chaf Amid Beis doesn't mention the pasuk of lo sanasu. It also has nothing to do with the Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim is also not mitzad lo sanasu, because whether the doors of the azara are going to be locked miraculously or not, there we have no guarantees. We have no promises. If you have no promises, there's lo sanasu. Therefore, the Gemara there doesn't mention lo sanasu either. We can say that somebody who's batuach, that's 100% that he's going to have a miracle, there's also no chash iser of lo sanasu. Like it says, there's no iser nisayin b'mitzvah meiser, because the schar meiser is batuach vada yavo. V'ein b'zech chash nisayin. If a person is sure about a miracle, then he's allowed to be somech on it. So maybe that's why Nacham Ish Gamzu was somech on this miracle, because he knew 100%, he was sure that it was going to happen, and therefore there's no lo sanasu, because he knew, however he knew, but he knew it was going to happen. We still have to understand why the Rambam omits the Sisser Lismoch Al Neis from the Pasuk of Lo Sanasu. Rabbi Yerucham Fischer Perla in his Beard to say for Mitzvah of the Rasak, Chelepez, Lav Kufchof Zayin, writes that the reason the Rambam doesn't bring the Yerushalmi is not only to be Somech Al Neis from the Pasuk of Lo Sanasu, is because in Tainus Chaf Amid Beis we see in Lismoch Al Neis and it doesn't say Mishum Lo Sanasu. The Babli doesn't hold like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says not to be somech al hanes mishum lo sanasu. But the Babli doesn't, when talking about not being somech al hanes, doesn't bring that pasuk. However, based on what we said, there's no proof in the Babli, because there's no nisayah. This Gemara in Chaf Amid Beis, there's no reason to believe a nes is going to happen, that you shouldn't stand b'makom sakana. V'yom ra'osin li nes. There's no iser of lo sanasu because you have no basis for there being a nes. The only time there's an iser of lo sanasu, as we said, is where there's a basis that there's going to be a miracle. And the person waits for it and tests Hashem. But when there's no basis for it, then it's not considered testing Hashem. It's not necessarily so that the Bavli doesn't argue with the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi. Maybe the Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi, you learn that you're not allowed to test Hashem from lo sanasu. But this case of standing in makom sakana saying there's going to be a miracle is not included in lo sanasu, because there's no basis to believe there's going to be a miracle, therefore it's not considered testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yerucham Fischer Perla is not necessarily correct. Now that the Yerushalmi says that it's the Shayach and Isra of Lo Sanasu to be Somech, even on the miracles that were in the Mikdash, you know there's a Kabbalah B'Yodim that these miracles happened. What's the problem? What's the problem being Somech al Nes? We said if the Nes is a Davar Batuach, if it's a Vaday, there's no, it's not Shayach Nisayon like we find by Meiser. So what are they? Why does Yerushalmi say that we're not Somech al Neis in the Mikdash? There it's a Vaday. So we have to say that it's not Vaday. It's not Vaday. Just like it's Shayach Nisayon b'mitzvah Shemat Nischar b'tzidon. Nevertheless, sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes a person's mechaber, his parents, doesn't live a long life. Sometimes the avonos are ma'akev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbonos. So the Nisim in the base of Mikdash weren't 100%, and mitzvah shabbat and schar kosev b'tzidon is also nishta 100%. Maybe in the Mikdash, maybe because of the avonis of the generation, there's not going to be a miracle. So to expect a miracle in the base of Mikdash is testing Hashem. That's nisayon. Or it could be that the nisim themselves are going to happen no matter what. And even if they're not doing Ratzon Hashem, even if they do have Averis, the Ramban writes in Parshas Noach, how do they fit all the animals into the Teva? He says there are a lot of animals. Some of them are really big. You have these elephants. How do the elephants fit into the Teva? And how do they have the food for all of them for a year? Come on. How is that done? Al Derech HaTeva, says, ask the Ramban. And the answer is there was a neis. Hechzik mutus hamaruba. Aye, so once you're already making a neis, so just make a tiny little teva, a 4x4, 4 inches by 4 inches. And the answer is that God wanted to be big so people should see, do tshuva, or to be mamayit b'neis, because then Torah makes nisim, they try to minimize the nisim as much as possible. So therefore he made a table which is big, but not certainly not enough to contain the animals, al pi derech hateva, but big. And I saw some guy wrote an article, he wanted to prove al derech hateva, he tried to explain the whole teva al derech hateva. So I didn't read how he did that, because I had the Ramban in my mind that it was al derech neis. So why go with the guy if I can go with the Ramban? So the fi zeh could very well be that the nisim that were in the mikdash always happen, but that's only a regular neis. But if the kohen gadol eats dvarim amivim lidei keri, then he needs a bigger neis that he shouldn't see keri. There's no promise. So when there a promise in a regular situation, but not when he eats things that are maybe lidei keri, and therefore it's shayach lo sinasu. And that's why I worried about lo sinasu, because in the Beis Hamikdash, the miracle is usually going to happen, but not if he brings himself to a state where it's not as likely to happen. In the Yerushalmi and Shkalim, there were 13 tables in the Beis Hamikdash. One of them is marble. They used to put the lechem upon him. And the Yerushalmi says they didn't bring kesef because it causes it to spoil, causes the bread to spoil. The bread doesn't spoil. We learn that there were one of the nisim is that the bread remained nice and fresh. So Rabbi Shuben Levi says, "Ein maskir in my sinisim." This is brought in the Rosh and Tamid Lamed Aleph at Beis, and the Rosh Cirilo says, "Lo samchir in anisa tichtiv lo tenasu et Hashem," and he brings the Yerushalmi from Yuma that we mentioned earlier about not feeding the Kohen Gadol certain foods. So we're not samich on the neis in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, we don't use a shulchan of kesef, which would have caused the bread to spoil, even though we had a neis there. So we can explain this also based on the Ramban beautifully. So if it remains fresh on a Shulchan of Kesef, that would require a bigger miracle. Who says that this bigger miracle is necessarily going to happen in the Beis HaMikdash? If it's on Shaish, it's a smaller miracle, that happened. But who says that a bigger miracle is going to happen? So yes, it's guaranteed to remain fresh, but not in all circumstances. Not if it's going to be a really remote possibility that this Nes is going to happen. So then you're not Samech Al Nes. Yuma Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph Gabe Beis Garmu, they were Bikiyim B'Maisel Lechem Apanim. They didn't want to teach others how to make the Lechem Apanim. They brought other craftsmen, and their bread would spoil. The Ritva writes that this is Bizman Shiloyos and Ritzano Shel Makom, and there was no Leis B'Lechem Apanim Lios Cham B'Yomi Lach Yomi Lachcha. So how did it spoil? Because it was a time that they weren't also in Ritzano Shel Makom. Others, and therefore it became spoiled. Others explained that even though there was an ace, they did everything they could in order that a nace wouldn't be necessary. So therefore, if the Beis Garmu knew how to bake the bread in such a way that it remained fresh, they weren't samech on a nace to bring in other craftsmen. So when other craftsmen were brought in, there was no nace, because we want to be mamayit the nace as much as possible. So it emerges then that be the Yerushalmi. Pshat in the Yerushalmi is really Talui in these Terutz, and the first Terutz in the Ritva is what we said earlier, that the Neis isn't 100% because they might not be fulfilling the will of Hashem. They might have a virus. So since they might have a virus, the Neis isn't necessarily going to happen. Therefore, they had Beis Garmu come and do it, and they were became a Maisi Lechem upon him. And when the Umnim came, it spoiled, because the nace wasn't 100%, like we said before. The miracles of the Beis HaMikdash were likely, but not guaranteed. And therefore there's a problem of lo sinasun. So you have to make it happen. Don't test Hashem. And the second teretz in the Ritva is that even if there was a nace, we want to do whatever we can in order to minimize the miracle. There shouldn't have to be such a big miracle, like we saw in the Ramban. And therefore, Beis Garmu used to do it, and not anybody else, because Beis Garmu, since we want to minimize the nais, we wanted to have the best possible person do it, and that's Beis Garmu. But if other people do it, the umnin, there the nais isn't guaranteed. So therefore, when the umnin came and did it, it was spoiled. So there's two reasons why the nais didn't happen. One is because mechal the Beis Hamikdash nais isn't guaranteed if they're not osim ritzono shel makom. And number two, only small nisim are done in the Beis Hamikdash, but not when there needs to be a larger nais. Rabbeinu Yonah, Pirkei Avos, Perakei, Mishnei writes that there was no carry that happened to the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur in order that we shouldn't need his skan. And even though they knew that there was going to be no carry, nevertheless they would appoint a skan in Somchal Nais, Mishum Lo Sinasu, like it says in the Yerushalmi. It's Mashmar Rabbeinu Yonah that we're not Somchal Nais, Afilu B'Nais Ragil. Now that we're not Somchal Nais, if we need a big Nais, even a regular Nais. So we have to say, it was like the first Teretz of the Ritva, that if they're not also Ritzon HaShem Makom, the Nais isn't Muftach, and therefore they would bring a skan. Look also in Tosas Yontif, beginning of Demai. So Rabbeinu Yonah is going to stem with the first Teretz of the Ritva, that Taka in the Beis HaMikdash, Nais wouldn't necessarily happen if they're not also Ritzon HaShem Makom. In the Parashas Drachim, Drush Chav Gimel, he's mistapek, if the Nisim that were in the Beis HaMikdash was only when they were Osir Mitzono Shel Makom, or B'chol Zman, even if they're not Osir Mitzono Shel Makom, he tries to prove from Yuma Yirches Amar Aleph that there was a Nais, even though they weren't Osir Mitzono Shel Makom. And then he brings the Ritva, who writes Lehefech, that B'zman She'ein Osir Mitzono Shel Makom, there were no Nisim. Based on what we said, it could very well be that the Ritva doesn't mean that Bizman She'ein Osir Mitzono Shel Makom, there was no Nais at all. It just means Bizman She'ein Osir Mitzono Shel Makom, the Nais wasn't a guarantee. But it could be that the Nais happened, just wasn't guaranteed. Sometimes it would happen, sometimes it wouldn't happen if there were Ein Osir Mitzono Shel Makom. So we still have some more to discuss on this sugya, and I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach to continue next time with the second segment of this shir. Shemol b'zocha l'umol l'lamed l'shmor v'lasos u'lekayim is called Divrei Salma Torah Subi Ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friend.